Jim and I are very happy to be here in Melbourne to talk to you about comets, craters, and catastrophes. It's a little hard to encompass many years' work in 1 hour's time, but we're going to do our best. We have worked together for a number of years with a team of four, and you see this team here, me, David Levy, myself, and most especially the 18-inch Schmidt telescope at Palomar Observatory. For 12 years, Gene and I went to Palomar Observatory in California to take films of the sky, because this is a photographic telescope. And we were looking for a particular thing when we started out, and for two particular things by the time we finished. When we started out, we were looking for Earth-crossing asteroids, for near-Earth objects. Our desire was to learn something more about these objects so we would know what had happened in the formation of our solar system, what had happened to the various planets, and most especially, what could happen here on Earth. We've combined that with the study of craters and structures that were left for creatures once existed here in Australia. And again, this was with the desire to learn what has fallen, when it falls, what happens, what is our record. Let's go on to the next slide here. The object you see there is an Earth-crossing asteroid. Actually, it's an Otten asteroid, which means that its orbit lies within that of the Earth. It's closer to the Sun. And it crosses the Earth's orbit when it is furthest from the Sun. These objects will always be Earth-crossing. This was 1986 EB, and it was one of the early Earth-crossing asteroids that we followed and is now numbered, and we've been able to learn something more than for our statistics from objects like this. In 1989, there was a conference in Flagstaff, Arizona, having to do with asteroids, comets, and meteors. And at this conference, Rick Binzel produced this slide, which shows the orbits of 100 Earth-crossing asteroids in 1989. You see the Sun here, this is the Earth, and Mars out here. We show this to you so that you will understand that there are a lot of objects out there. In fact, there are at least 300 objects that are Earth-crossing that we know of today, whose orbits are well defined. We live on a swarm like this, and we have a record here on Earth that tells us about how many are out there and what the effects will be. Rocks do fall out of the sky. That's one of our big messages, particularly for geologists. They aren't all here on Earth. Many of them come from up there. In our study of craters and our study of objects in the sky, we've been able to tell something about the mean rate with which objects will impact the Earth. We know now that four objects will hit every billion years, four objects of any size. We can extrapolate this, and we know that, for example, that a 10-kilometer object will hit every 100,000 years, every 100 million years. My numbers man over here. There are other objects that hit the Earth besides asteroids. Many of you may wonder exactly what's the difference between an asteroid and a comet. When we observe them, and particularly on our films, comets are defined chiefly because they have a coma, a mixture of gas and dust that comes off of the comet as it approaches the Sun. Sometimes they have a tail, but not always. But there's another definition. We can say that asteroids are big rocks or big mountains in the sky. Asteroid really means little planet, and those are little planets indeed. But the other object, the comets, are just as important, and they're very important in our cratering rate and in the craters that we see here in Australia. We think that the biggest craters are made by comets, and that the smaller ones are made by asteroids. Comets can do this because they're moving a great deal faster than asteroids as they enter the atmosphere, otherwise they burn up. And so the largest craters have been made by comets, but we cannot really see the difference on the ground.